News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Protests are set out for outside of RTÉ today as Sarah McTernan is announced as the country's representative at this year's Eurovision, which is taking place in Israel, which is, of course, the source of the controversy. Earlier, we spoke to Zoe Lawler from the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign, who explained why they're protesting.
They are insisting it's a non-political event, which is exactly the opposite of what it is. So we'll be handing in and having a protest there just to show our solidarity with the Palestinian people, our support for the call for the boycott of the Eurovision in Israel, and to reiterate our call for RTE, any workers and whoever the entrant in the Eurovision will be, not to participate.
Okay, that was Zoe Lawler there from the Irish-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. To discuss this further, we're joined by musician, songwriter and, of course, a Eurovision winner, Charlie McGettigan, and Johnny Fallon, the co-author of the Eurovision Handbook 2013. Charlie, to you first. You support this boycott. Tell us why.
I do indeed. Well, the main reason, you know, I'm like anybody else. You watch activities in the Middle East and in other places, and you just sort of watch the news and then forget about it. But on the 14th of May last year, they were celebrating the establishment of the new American embassy in Jerusalem, and one of the Eurovision winners sang at it, and they were all singing and happy and having a wonderful time, quaffing champagne. And 60 or 80 miles down the road, 62 people were murdered by the Israeli army when there was a protest. Now, that came on the news, and that was the catalyst for my sort of interest and deploring of the treatment of the Palestinian people in Israel.
All right, Johnny Fallon, you heard Charlie McGettigan there. He couldn't stay silent. This isn't sort of business, show business as usual.
Well, I could greatly sympathise with Charlie. I mean, I think, you know, Eurovision often throws up, you know, some bizarre kind of an awkward situations for people. Indeed, you know, some listeners might suggest that a Leitrim man and a Longford man discussing international affairs on the radio is a bit bizarre in itself.
Yeah, but go on.
Besides that, you know, look, it is. I would sympathise a lot with those views. The only thing that I would say is different for a lot of people in this scenario is the actual step of boycott. Because, you know, I can understand where some people are coming from. They want to fight fire with fire. But by RTE, if they were to decide to do that, and it is RTE's decision, they would effectively be making a very political statement where they're taking sides. And you've got to remember that in Eurovision, go back to the 90s when we had the Yugoslav conflicts, when the Bosnian entry came to Ireland from the siege of Sarajevo, where they actually had to get through gunfire and over mountains at night in order to make the Eurovision Song Contest in Ireland. And we've had those entries. We have huge problems with countries down through the years, Russia, other countries. And remember also that all of the North African countries and the Arab nations in the Middle East are entitled to be part of Eurovision. Now, they have a boycott themselves, that because Israel is part of it, they don't take part, which is a great shame, because it would be wonderful to see them part of it and indeed winning it. But they don't. But that is a very principled position. The difficulty we would have here in Ireland is the idea that we will share a stage with Israel. Israel can be part of the competition. It's fine for us to go that far and compete with them. But if Israel win, we have a problem. Now, they all enter the contest on the same basis last year, with the exception of Australia. All countries operate on the basis,
okay,
if you win, you host.
Okay.
And that's the deal.
Charlie, let's put that to Charlie. You're kind of changing the goalpost, Charlie.
Not really. I mean, even RTE, you know, have sort of said that if there are any of the staff who would normally travel to a Eurovision, you know, technicians, etc., they've even acknowledged that they might have problems and have said there would be no admonishment of staff who didn't want to go.
Okay, but Charlie, why just with Israel? Why not with, say, Russia, for example? I mean, this wouldn't be taking place if the Eurovision was happening in Russia. You could make that case as well, though, couldn't you?
Obvious fact that the Israeli government are creating a huge problem in the West Bank. You know, where they're
lots of obvious facts about Russia, for example, as well.
Yeah, well, why not? Why don't we do it there as well?
But so, where do you draw the line then?
Well, you draw the line, you know, people have said that we had it in Ireland and there was the troubles were in Ireland, but we weren't an official government that were doing it.
No, that's fair enough. Johnny Fallon, your response?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that is the problem. There is no drawing of the line here. And what we will be deciding is asking RTE, who, remember, are a TV company, not a government. We're asking RTE to be the moral judge and actually drop their own neutrality and take sides in political division all over Europe from there on in, and indeed all over the world, and be the moral decider of who's right and who's wrong in all conflict situations, which would indeed lead to pretty much a boycott of Eurovision, full stop.
Okay.
And if that's what people wanted, that's fair enough. But that is the ultimate destination of the argument.
Okay, Charlie, just to finish with you, you're making a moral judgment here.
I am. Indeed, I am. And I make no apology for it.
Okay, all right, I can't argue with that. Charlie McGinnigan and Johnny Fallon, thanks to both of you for joining us this morning.